know, comes down to plays in basketball. And I thought Towson was just spectacular tonight. Made a lot of plays both ends of the floor and gave us a lot of problems. And obviously from our end, you know, if you don't convert shots when you're on the road, step up, make free throws, be able to defend, which, you know, they gave us issues all night. It's going to be a long night for us. And, you know, from our end, we've just got to, you know, we've got to get a mentality. We've got to get tougher on the road. And I think all the credit goes to Towson. They were ready to play, and we're the much more aggressive team tonight.
Brendan, talk about, you know, you said tonight, you know, like Towson had something that was really, like, different. What was the major issue with them tonight? It looked like they had something that you, when you scored a point, it's like right back, you got to get back down to the other side. Was the fast break the big problem?
I think everything was, to be quite honest. I mean, yeah, their fast break, their transition was tremendous. But, you know, we never got into any kind of groove, and I would think, you know, credit Towson for their defense. You know, when we got into early foul trouble with Lynetta, that was a major piece, you know, that limited us from an offensive end. And then, you know, again, we couldn't get into any kind of groove, and I thought they punished us in every aspect of the game with their offense, with their offensive rebounding, with their unselfishness, just, you know, making plays, and you know, it's obviously a very difficult night.
Coach, do you feel like in the second half when they played zone, you settled a little bit too much, and I mean, you missed layups as well, but you felt settled.
You know, at times, I mean, I felt like we didn't really have a go-to player on the floor. So, you know, that's a tough thing when you feel like, you know, we have a lot of great players on this roster, and we kind of shied away from wanting to step up and make plays. But, again, I would credit their defense.
Coach, what do you guys have to do to improve on the road?
You got to get a tougher mindset, that's for sure. You know, I think, you know, we've obviously talked about it. We've showed it. And, you know, we've just got to understand it with this young team. And, you know, I mean, you know, nine freshmen and sophomores, this is what it is. And you got to keep going on the road, and you got to be ready to understand how physical it's going to be. And you got to, you know, most importantly, you got to come ready to compete.
What was the toughest part about tonight for you?
Just going out and knowing that we can compete for 40 minutes. I mean, tipped it out to Towson, they came out ready to play, and that's something we failed to do.
Coach, at halftime when you were down by seven, you felt it was unusual, or the team probably did. What was the strategy going into the second half, trying to get the ball more inside? Or?
Yeah, you know, I thought we were actually, you know, I felt like, you know, going in at halftime, we were actually in a pretty good position in the sense of it was, you know, three possessions. For us to be able to come back. But, you know, I challenged our team. I didn't like our psyche going into the locker room. I felt like we were defeated already at halftime. And, again, credit Towson because they played with a confidence level that we're used to playing with. And, you know, just challenging us that, you know, we needed to come out and be ready to play a better half and wanted to attack the rim more offensively and, you know, try to get to the free throw line.
Coach, it seemed like early in the second half you did exactly what you just said. You attacked the rim, went inside a couple of times. They went to a zone awful quick. It seemed like you were settling for threes. At that point, you know, going down the road, you know, because you got another road game next time against American, what do you do to recognize that as far as the people on the court a little bit better and continue? Because it seemed like going inside was working.
Yeah, we absolutely have to be able to get more post touches. But, you know, that again, being said, with a young backcourt, you know, we've got to be able to recognize that. We've got to be able to understand that. And we've got to be able to make shots. I mean, we missed a lot of point-blank layups that are on us, even when we did feed the ball inside, that, you know, I just thought our concentration wasn't there tonight.
Do you take anything away from this game, or is this the kind of game where you have to have a short memory and just put it behind you?
No, I'm going to take a lot away from this game. We've got 10 days of practice, so you can guarantee I'll take a lot out of this game. And, you know, we'll be ready come our next game. Absolutely.
What do you take out of it?
I'm sorry?
What do you take out
of it? Our lack of competitiveness. I thought we competed the last 7 minutes of the game. And like I told him in the locker room, when we put on the Maryland uniform, it stands for tradition. That's been based in, you know, from past players and teams in this program. And when you step out ready to play, you got to be ready to compete for 40 minutes. And this young team isn't there yet. And it's a different animal on the road. We've been challenging them that for these two road games that we've had. And, you know, we've got to, you know, compete like we do at home.
Coach, you haven't been really all too reluctant to set up these home and homes with teams like Towson, teams like Loyola. Can you just talk a little bit about some of the decision-making and some of the motivating factors you have for setting up these
Did you say
teams?
Reluctant or what?
No,
did
no,
you
haven't been reluctant.
Oh, haven't been. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, I think it's great rivalries. You want these kind of battles. You know, it prepares us for conference play. And, end of it, you know, I want to be ready for our conference play and for what's out ahead of us.
Lynetta, could you talk a little bit about your game tonight and just how you're feeling with your ankle and obviously frustrating with the foul trouble?
My ankle's doing much better. I just felt like I didn't demand the ball like my team needed me to demand the ball, and that's on me, and that's something I have to work on and something that I have to gain the confidence back in my guards, because I know they're looking for me on the inside. So just working, just learning from this. This is just tough. So just learning from it.
Coach, talk a little bit about missed free throws. Do you attribute that to maybe lack of focus on the road or something?
It's 44%. I don't think I've ever seen a stat like that. And you know, that it's unfortunate because that's controllable. I mean, that's getting in the gym and working on your game and stepping up, wanting to shoot the ball with confidence. And it's repetition. It's, you know, definitely a controllable factor that, you know, we have nowhere to go but up.